Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Wanda Johnson?
What are you calling from?
National Opinion Survey, a professional polling firm. I am not doing anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
Actually, I'm kind of new in this community, so I don't know much about it.
Okay, but it's about the upcoming elections for president, Congress, and other offices. It's a very important survey. Can you please help us out?
I'll see how far we can go.
Okay, thank you for your help. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, yes or no?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African-American.
Thank you. And I know we're still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Would I vote what?
For 2024 election for president and Congress. Will you definitely vote, probably, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, I'm not a vote.
Definitely? Or
yes.
Just probably? Definitely.
I'm going to definitely vote.
And could you please tell us your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
Above 80.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number from 0 to 10?
You said that is...
10 means extremely motivated to vote this year. And
10.
0 means not at all. 10, okay? And now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Closely.
Just somewhat or very?
Very closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
As of right now, I'm satisfied, very satisfied.
Very satisfied. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? I know all are important, but the most important issue. I have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public education, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the grown people, or the last four, border security, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or reducing crime?
Well, security and Medicare is definitely important to
okay.
me.
And one more?
The students
okay.
need help in paying their
Correct.
Bills.
Okay. So protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. And give me one second. Making college more affordable and forgiving a student debt. It's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now I would like to raise your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means now, that you don't feel...
What was the question?
I'm going to read you some names of people you may be familiar with, and please indicate if you're familiar with the name, and if you're familiar with the name, if you are favorable or unfavorable. From 0 to 100, okay? 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, 0 that you feel very unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Can I get give a number other than what you came up with?
From
0 to 100. 80.
Yes, correct. It's okay. The next one, Jill Stein, from 0 to 100. How would you rate Jill Stein?
Who?
Jill Stein. Do you recognize the name?
No.
Okay, no problem. The next one, Tim Scott. Do you recognize the name, Tim Scott?
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
25.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general, from 0 to 100.
25.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
100.
The next one, Mark K. Robinson. Do you recognize the name? Mark K. Robinson?
I recognize the name, 75.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from 0 to 100?
10.
Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
100.
Josh Stein, from 0 to 100?
75.
And the last one, Donald Trump?
0.
0, okay. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I know it is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Jill Stein, from whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Joe Biden.
And if the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Democrat Josh Stein, Republican Mark Robinson, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, for whom would you vote? Again, if you're undecided, please say so.
The Democrat.
Democrat Josh Stein, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, just some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
And now, in a few words, and what have you read, seen, or heard that make you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
I just like the direction he's going in as far for America.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and his administration?
Yes, well, you
a
hear
lot.
All,
only
I hear
a little
that
or
all
nothing
of the
at all?
Time.
But a lot? So, just some? Only a little or nothing at all?
How much have I heard? A lot.
A lot. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Again, in a few words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Just about everything I've heard makes me less favorable toward
okay.
him.
Okay. Makes me less favorable. Just let me document your answer, please. favorable. Okay, thank you so much. And we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. I have the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. The next one, cut the social safety net like Social Security. Stagnant wages and raising costs. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. Rising crime and violence. Or the last three, Donald Trump getting elected president again. The lack of quality education opportunities or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Those last, the last two.
Okay. Thank you. And the last two questions for each of the following issues. Please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first issue, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Trump much better, Trump somewhat better, Biden somewhat better, or Biden much better?
Biden much better.
Okay. The next one, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Trump much better, somewhat better, Biden much better, or Biden somewhat better, dealing with that issue?
Biden much better.
Protecting
How many more questions do I have?
We're 80% out, just 3 or 4
okay,
minutes
I hope,
more.
I hope that I've helped you. I'm going to have to get off.
But I'm sure we will hate to lose your opinions. We are almost done with just a few more questions. Can you please help us out? I will speed up my reading, really. We're almost done. Please.
Okay. I can't understand you quite well, so I'm just... Okay.
I will
okay,
speed
I'll this try.
Lower. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Biden much better dealing with that issue, somewhat better, or Trump?
Biden.
Securing our borders. Biden or Trump?
Biden, if he gets help from the Congress.
Okay. Much better or just somewhat better dealing with that issue?
Somewhat better.
Somewhat. And the last two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat more?
Much better.
The last one, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Biden or Trump?
I like what Biden has done, so I'm going to say Biden.
Much better or somewhat better, Biden?
Much better.
Much better. Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Fair.
Very fair or just somewhat fair?
Very fair.
And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, just often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, or other?
Let me say that again.
From
TV.
Which of the following...
You said TV?
No.
TV.
No, no. From which the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram? Or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Masters.
And are you married, unmarried, and living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Twice a week.
And thinking about your neighborhood, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Nearly all.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Am I a member?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? No.
Okay. No.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, really. Have a great day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.